Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance, transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, an unusual and telling portrait of Casanova, starring Edgar Berrier in Walter Brown Newman's original drama for radio, The Way to the Castle.
My lord, I have come to apologize. You visit this castle of yours to rest, not to hear complaints. Only when your son makes fun of me, or a servant is rude, I find it hard. No one here seems to understand who I am. They regard me merely as your librarian, an old fogey living on your bounty. It means nothing to them that I am Casanova. Casanova, who knew kings, discussed art with Voltaire, loved... Well, I apologize. To make amends, I thought perhaps a story before you sleep. One of my little adventures. You must picture me as I was on a summer night in Rome long ago. Alive, elegant, handsome as an Apollo. In short, Casanova. I am standing on top of a ladder in the dark backyard of a hotel. You see, in a suite on the second floor lives a girl, Paulette. Paulette, a dancer, only 17, exquisite, a goddess, the most desirable woman in Rome that week. Now I tap on her window. It's flung open. The goddess speaks.
Get out of here! What do you mean, sneaking around? What are you doing there? What do you want?
A kiss.
Oh, you got a nerve. Who are you?
My name is Jacques Casanova.
If I yell just one... Casanova? The Casanova?
Your slave. This evening I saw you dance at the theater.
Oh, then you were there. They told me you were out in front.
Only until you appeared. Then I was in heaven. You danced like an angel.
You really think so? Better than Nadja, the Hungarian, who was here in the spring?
There's no comparison. She moved like an elephant.
I bet that's not what you told her. I heard about she and you. The duel you fought for. Oh, what a scandal. She packed the theater for weeks after that. You really think I'm better than her?
Infinitely. I came here to tell you so. But when I got to your door, I found it guarded by the most enormous brute.
Oh, that's Beppo. Count Algarotti puts him there whenever he's not with me.
Ah, yes, it's known that Algarotti admires your art.
Oh, he's my patron. He's very rich.
Paulette, don't keep me out here. Let me in.
Can't. He's coming any minute. You better go.
I must see you. Tomorrow night.
Maybe.
I'll be down below. When it's safe, put a lighted lamp in this window and I'll...
There he is now. Go on, go.
Goodbye, beauty.
Be careful you don't fall.
She shut the window and before she drew the curtain, smiled. My head was in the stars as I started down the ladder. And as usual, when my head was in the stars, my feet went astray. I tripped over my sword halfway down. Oh.
Mamma dear!
Shh! Keep your voice down.
Mamma dear, who are you? A thief?
Shut up or I'll tear your tongue out.
Oh, a gentleman.
Oh, my side.
I think I tore a muscle.
Oh, unbutton the shirt, let me see.
No, no.
Unbutton the shirt?
I don't want to.
Two husbands I buried. You think a man's body a mystery to me? You take your hand away, I'll do it. Why were you on the ladder?
I was visiting a lady.
Why not use the stairs? Oh, never mind. I can guess. Count Algarotti's little one, eh?
You know her. Who are you?
Anna, the cook here at the hotel. I see her every day.
Never mind the shirt. I feel better.
Now, one more button. A corset? You wear a corset? Oh, so that's why you wouldn't unbutton.
Well, shut up. Stop laughing.
Oh, don't worry. I won't tell.
Well, stop laughing, I said.
Oh, take my advice, mister. Next time you make love, use a shorter ladder and a looser corset, or you'll kill yourself.
Do you go to the devil.
Thank you. Late next night, I hurried to the hotel. Affairs of the heart are like a tonic. My veins seemed filled with bubbling wine. In the backyard, I found the cook sitting on the kitchen steps. I ignored her. Paulette's window was dark. Impatient, I paced back and forth.
9th night, huh, mister? Oh, please, don't be mad. I know I shouldn't have laughed at you.
Are you sitting there waiting to be amused again?
No, just doing a little work before bed, shelling peas, see? Oh, if you're mad because I learned you wear a corset, I'd give you a secret to hold over my head. Sometimes I wear one, too. Oh, come on, mister.
Well, move over and give me a handful of those peas. I'll help you. What did you say your name was?
Anna. Anna Goletti. What's yours?
Casanova. Jacques Casanova.
Jacques? Are you French?
No, I was born in Venice. It's really Giacomo, but Jacques sounds more elegant.
Giacomo. Oh, that was my first husband's name. I like it. He was a real man. Uncomplicated.
What happened to him?
Killed in the war. I married again 4 months later, but he died, too, of the plague last year. Well, I loved them both and mourned them both. But I'm a woman who don't feel complete without a husband. Are you married?
The idea appalls me. Marriage is too certain.
Certain? Why, you never know what will happen. Oh, believe me, not even an omelet comes out the same way twice. Hey, you keep looking up at the window.
When Miss Paulette puts a lighted lamp there, it will be safe for me to see her.
There is a thing I must tell you. Carlo, the waiter, told me that this Count Dalgarotti is a bad man to cross. He's killed men in duels. I thought you should know.
Oh, I know, but I've dueled too. A gentleman does, you know. Last month the authorities warned me it was prison if I did it again.
Then why do you risk it?
Why? Why? The same reason I gamble or run after women. It adds spice to life.
Huh? Your appetite is so dull you need spice? Mm. And for you, playing cards at the coffee houses and being stabbed or stabbing someone else over a Miss Paulette is spice? Huh. That's interesting.
Do you have to say things like that? Do you have to make it sound so pointless?
Oh, please. I didn't mean... Oh, look, I'm a peasant. I was trying to understand what your sort of life has to offer.
Well, it has everything to offer. I'm known to people who matter all over the world, not only just here in Rome, but in Paris, London, Vienna, even Constantinople. Everyone who is anyone knows Casanova.
Oh, please, I wasn't criticizing. If it makes you happy...
Of course it makes me happy. Why shouldn't it? No man alive spends more time than I pursuing happiness... How dare you question it, you clod, you lump, you peasant.
Let me tell you something, mister. You may be the envy of every man on earth, but you remind me of an idiot.
Quiet, keep your voice down. She's just put the lamp in the window. You want her to hear? Huh. Get out of here. I don't want to be spied on.
You think I got nothing better to do? I start work at daybreak. I'm going to sleep.
Paulette, I almost died of impatience. You were so long...
The pig of a soubrette, Margarita. She said she was the one you were smiling at tonight, not me. But I told them all it was me, but they wouldn't believe
it. Of course it was you. I was smiling only at you.
Oh, you know who saw you? Count Algarotti. He was so mad when he came backstage later.
Oh, the devil with him. Where is he now? Out gambling?
Oh, I don't know. Do you love me?
I adore you. Let me come in.
Would you fight a duel for me, like the Hungarian?
A duel? Why do you ask?
I knew you were sneaking behind my back. I'll kill you for this. Come down, Casanova.
Oh, my, now, how could you have found out? Oh, please, don't fight. Don't fight over Paulette. Don't make a scandal. Oh,
come
help!
Down.
Help! Somebody
keep
stop
coming,
this. Casanova and Count Algarotti are fighting.
I'll kill you for this. I'll take you from behind my back.
Casanova!
I'll kill you. I'll have you to bits.
Oh, no, Mama dear. No, please, don't.
There, at your service, my lord.
Now, make a fool of me, will you? I'll stick you for the pig you are.
And this...
dear, you've killed him. You'll be arrested.
Quiet, let me think.
You've killed him!
Oh, is there somewhere you can hide?
No, no, everyone knows who I am.
Then come with me. Up, don't stand there like a donkey. Come with me.
Paulette must have told him. I know it. She wants to be talked about. The little devil. Oh, I'm in trouble, though, if he's really dead.
Here, this way.
He must have been blind with rage. He literally threw himself on my sword. I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. You never mean to, do you?
Where are we?
In the hotel cellar. In my room.
Oh.
Here you will be safe.
So while I was hunted, and Algarotti's life hung in the balance, I hid in Anna's room. It was as though I'd fallen through a trapdoor into another world. Things happened to me there that had never happened before. The first morning, half asleep, I thought I was lying in a sunny field. I could smell that wonderful odor of plowed earth and fresh-cut hay. I opened my eyes and saw Anna bending over me, her skin clear as fine olive oil, her cheeks pink and brown like blushing ivory, her eyes. It was her aroma that was filling my nostrils. I put out an arm and drew her close.
Ah! Ow! Try it again and you get another smack in the face.
I've known duchesses to be less prudish.
What prudish? When you act like a man, you can kiss me.
What do you mean? What do you mean, a man?
A man is a man who treats me like a woman. Not like a feather to tickle himself with, or an olive to see if he's hungry. It takes two to make a kiss.
An original and curious point of view, but she had her way. She had her way in almost everything.
I made you some eggs mixed with veal.
All I take in the morning is a glass of vinegar.
Huh? Vinegar? Why?
Never mind, just let me have it.
No, no, tell me why. Hey, come on. Well?
I'm one of those people. Food goes to my... When I eat, I get fat. Now you know.
So get fat.
Because of my figure. My figure. What happens to that? Look, like a boy.
Oh, how old are you? Is it something to tell only in confession? How old are you?
40. I'm 40.
Well, then why should you have a figure like a boy's? Oh, you drink vinegar for that? You're crazy.
It helps with the complexion, too. It keeps it pale. Well, why do you stare at me? Do you expect a gentleman to be brown like a peasant?
Oh, no, no. Pale like a corpse. But not while I'm cooking for you. Oh, come on. Take off that corset. Give your stomach room and forget the vinegar. You're going to eat. Ah, just smell this. Lots of garlic.
Ah. Oh, it's heavenly. No, no, please. Take it away. Please, No. All right. Put some on a dish.
Here.
Such a small portion. And after a while, I found myself speaking to her of things I had hidden from others most of my life.
And so when my parents died, the little inn they owned went to my older sister. But soon she'll have to give it up. She's going to marry and live on a farm. Then the inn will be mine, and I'll go back to Sorrento. Oh, I'm talking your ear off.
No, not at all.
Honest? Ah, you're nice, Giacomo. I like many things about you. You tell funny stories and you laugh. I can see how people must enjoy your company. And you appreciate good food and good wine and you know the latest gossip.
Such are the qualities of a gentleman.
I was going to say, they're the marks of a born innkeeper.
Innkeeper? Well, you... What, Walloper? You suggest a gentleman?
Oh, stop, stop. You're no gentleman, Giacomo. You can't fool me.
What makes you say that?
If you were truly of gentle blood, you'd be a gentleman without trying. But you spend so much time trying that... you're not, are you?
You won't repeat this to anyone, hmm? I wasn't born a gentleman. My father was an actor. My mother was a shoemaker's daughter. We were very poor. I saw how good life is for people of quality. I determined to be one of them. I observed, imitated, finally succeeded. When it comes to pleasing and flattering the great and influential, I'm the equal of any gentleman in Europe. And it pays. Dukes and counts give me tips on the market, permit me to buy shares in state lotteries, invite me to their castles. In short, I belong. Why do you shake your head like that?
Oh, Giacomo, you remind me of Renato, an old man in my village. He spent a whole year learning how to spit through a knothole from across the room. Now he can do it every time. An accomplishment, and he's famous for it. But was it worth the trouble?
And then, late one night, there was a knock at the door. It was Carlo, the waiter, with great news. Count Algarotti was going to live, had in fact just left by coach for his estate in Amalfi to recuperate. The authorities were no longer searching for me. I was free to come and go as I pleased.
Oh, you'll be leaving now, huh? I'll miss you.
Come here. Closer. Not closer yet.
Yes? Oh. Oh, yes, Giacomo. Oh, yes.
On. Oh, on. The following afternoon, like one of those dolls that move by clockwork, wound up and driven by springs they themselves do not control, I called upon Paulette. By the front door and the stairs this time, Beppo was gone along with his master. She was overcome with joy to see me.
Where have you been? I look all over for you. Why didn't you let me know where you were? I almost went out of my mind.
Oh, missed me, did you?
For sure I missed you. There's Algarotti cut down in a duel, and I can't prove to nobody it was you that done it.
Oh, this evening then, after your performance, we'll visit every hotel and restaurant in the city, you and I. And I'll tell everyone exactly what happened. I dined with friends and gambled for an hour, but found it very dull. I visited the coffee houses and recounted the story of my fight with Algarotti. I amused everyone but me. I felt restless. I went for a stroll, and then when it was time to meet Paulette, I went by chair to the hotel. I started up the front steps and turned, walked around to the back. The yard was buzzing with activity. Some carters and a train of mules, their bells jangling, filled every corner. I looked for Anna in the kitchen. They told me she was in her room.
Yes? Oh, Giacomo! Oh, I'm so glad to see you again. It seems like a year since this morning. Ah, I have wonderful news for both of us. I was just going to look for you. Oh, I am so happy.
You're packing? You're leaving?
You saw the mule train outside? Just in from Sorrento. And going back in a few minutes, and I'm going with them, and so are you.
What? Going? But
my sister, remember? She's getting married, like I told you. I have to go take over the inn, you see? Well?
Well? Well, what?
Oh, Giacomo, it's like a miracle from heaven, you and me. We can get married and run the inn together.
Run an inn?
Yes, it will be easy. Oh, Giacomo, Why, what's the matter?
I can't just drop everything and bury myself somewhere in Sorrento and run a little inn.
Don't you love me? Didn't last night?
Oh, yes, never doubt it. You're the only woman I ever have loved, but...
Then come with me.
No, listen.
No,
please.
Come with me now.
But you don't understand.
I'm trying to. Oh, look at me. This life you live, this scheming and sweating to be one of them, to live their way, look well in their eyes. It satisfies you?
No,
this running here and there, faster and faster, Rome and Paris and London, it brings peace to you.
No, it doesn't, but
then come with me.
I can't. I can't.
Oh. No. You can't, can you? I understand. Oh, I had so many pictures in my head. Little pictures of you and me. You and me under a lemon tree on a hot day, drinking wine from the skin. You slicing sausage and bread against your chest. And both of us laughing with our mouths full. You and me in the evening, sitting on the doorstep, watching the hills go purple and then black. You and me in the night. Oh, Jacques Amour, it would have been so... No. Why cry? Tomorrow, the sun comes up as usual, eh? Oh, shh. No, Giacomo. Your eyes will get red and your face puffy like a roll. And what will Miss Paulette think then, eh? Here. Here's an old apron. Blow your nose. Goodbye, Giacomo.
Anna.
Goodbye.
I never saw her again. She picked up her bundle and walked out of my life. And I continued along the way that seems to have ended here at your castle, my lord. I've come to the conclusion, my lord, after a long and eventful life, that God is fair, very fair. He says to each of us when we are born, here, my child, is the world. Rummage through it. Take whatever you want. Only pay for it. Oh, good night, my lord.
Romance is produced and directed by William Frug. The Way to the Castle was written by Walter Brown Newman and starred Edgar Berrier as Casanova. Others in the cast were Paula Winslow, Betty Harford, and Howard Culver. Music is supervised by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Dan Cubberly, inviting you to hear Romance, transcribed next week at this same time. Enjoy our On a Sunday Afternoon program starring Andre Baruch and broadcast by most of these same stations. You'll hear the symphony orchestras, the jazz groups, and the singers who'll make news in the weeks to come. You'll hear your own local weather reports and what's what in Sunday traffic. Be sure to hear CBS Radio's On a Sunday Afternoon. Stay tuned now for Gunsmoke, which follows immediately on most of these same stations.